Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And this is Professor Greg Stephens, as most of you know. But if you don't know it by now, you just hadn't...
Where you been?
Where you... And all of our current partners, of course. Now, Greg, years and years ago, I would be preaching, and I'm still this way. Mm-hmm. I'm actually preaching to my partners. Everybody else listens in. Mm-hmm. But that close relationship that I have with my covenant partners, and that the Lord said to me, He said, they are covenant partners. You make a covenant with them. You'll write them a letter every month. You'll pray for them every day. Mm-hmm. So, and of course I do that. Well, I preach to my partners that concept in my mind, because I have them on my mind so much, that I'm preaching to my partners and everybody else can listen in.
Amen.
And so let's go back over there, Greg, if you please, to that that 12th chapter of Genesis.
I first went on the broadcast with you. Somebody said, I'm so envious of you, because I would love for Brother Copeland to speak into my life. I would love for him to counsel me. I said, well, tune into the broadcast.
Yeah.
Watch the man preach. He's speaking into your life. You just confirmed that.
Yes.
Amen.
You remember Brother Hagin at Rhema. Mm-hmm. They were doing a lot of counseling. And the Lord said to him, when I called you to start this school, I never said to you anything about counseling. He said the problem in most cases is they don't have a sheepfold. Mm. They don't have a church.
That's right.
And so they're not, he said, back when he was pastoring, everybody would come down to the altar and pray at the close of a service and so forth. And this one man spoke to him and said, after church, could I speak with you, please? He said, sure. So then they called everybody down to the altar, and he just got up and started out. And so he stopped him, asked him, he said, do you want to speak? No. He said, I had a problem, but he said, I just got down there and prayed in the Holy Ghost, and God straightened it out.
Amen.
God did the counseling.
That's right.
That's good.
He can do more in that little amount of time when you're speaking under the anointing. Because how many times have I heard this from this ministry? One word from God.
It'll change your life.
It'll change your life.
And here's the thing, Greg, in counseling. I don't know what's the matter with him or her. So I have to sit and listen to this. And so that person is rehearsing the problem.
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
And they have a tendency to embellish on it because they're looking for sympathy. Yes. Well, who's right? Who's wrong in this situation? 99 times out of 100, it's marital thing. Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get you to agree with him. She's trying to get you to agree with
yeah.
her. Admit it, repent it, move
well,
on.
Well, you know, there's his side and her side and God's side.
Right. Right.
Amen. Amen. The right. Spirit of God will counsel you.
Yes. That's right.
But you're going to have to take some time to spend with him. And if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, easiest thing you ever did in your life.
Easy as getting saved.
Yeah. The Spirit of God said through Dr. Luke, He said, how much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit, or in the King James, the Holy Ghost, to those that ask Him? Amen. I'm asking, thank you.
Just like that.
Yeah, that's faith, though. You have to have faith. Yeah. And I've seen people stand there and start frowning up. Don't be frowning. This is good.
Yes.
Jesus, a gift to the world. The Holy Spirit, the gift to the church. Yes. Amen.
It's part of your covenant package benefits.
Yes, it is.
That you're sealed by that in this age. We're sealed by the Holy Ghost. If you want to know, if you're saved or not, or by standing, well, the Holy Ghost, pray in the Spirit. Okay, you're sealed. You're good, and I realized He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And lo, I'm with you always. Brother Copeland, I turned my back real fast. I'll tell you this: turned my back on God because I felt like I couldn't serve Him because of religion, real bunch of real junk. And my dog tags in boot camp said no religion on them. They said you can't have that. You're either Protestant or Catholic or Jewish. You can't be nothing. I said, well, that's what I am. And so my dog tag said no religion on. And I'm laying there getting ready to shoot for expert. I get one shot at it because I'm in the Air Force. We only shoot one time. And I'm laying there, and I can hardly see the target down there. And I'm laying on my stomach, and all I said was, God help. And it wasn't a prayer. It was a frustration. The next thing that came out of my mouth was, I spoke in tongues. Now, I'd been filled when I was a kid. At youth camp, 13 years old, but hadn't touched it since then. And it was just Him saying, I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm right here, buddy.
I shot expert, by the way. Even though I had denied Him, He had not denied me.
That's right. He was right there.
Because it was a covenant.
Forever.
Yes, sir.
He's there forever.
Yes, sir. And several years later, I'll end up coming back and end up ministering the gospel and everything. Is praise God.
Praise God.
But it was a covenant promise, just Amen. Like back here in Genesis 12.
Good. Take us back into this.
All right, Genesis 12. This is where God speaks to Abraham. And the Lord said unto Abram, this before he becomes Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. So he's going by faith. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will... Now, this is a guy who can't have children.
Yes.
How are we going to do that? That's the contradiction to the covenant being made.
That's right. Oh, the covenant-making God, and the contradiction.
Whatever He promises you, there's a contradiction in your mind to it.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to have to win the battle of your mind and believe His word over anything else.
Praise God.
And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be... My Lord, Brother Kim, I just saw it. Make thy name great. He's Abraham here. When He puts His name into Abraham, that's when His name became great.
That's it.
Woo! I just saw that.
His name became great.
The minute God put His name in there.
God put His name inside Abram and made His name
great.
Great.
Oh, glory to God.
And now get this, class. This partnership. I will bless them that bless you. I will bless them that bless you. Now, I do things to renew my mind. That in the 12th chapter of Romans, offering your body is a living sacrifice.
Yes. Holy and acceptable.
So for a long time, I didn't say body. I said my sacrifice. That's what I call my body. My sacrifice.
That's good.
And I kept going the blessing of that. And then what I call going widescreen. And I saw that the same blessing in the Garden of Eden came down the line. Came down the line to Noah. Came down the line after and then over in the new covenant and came down the line. And my eyes got big. And I, oh, yeah. Yes. And I heard the Lord say, every time you write the blessing, blessed, in any form, capitalize it so that it is there. And now I can tell you, partners, I don't know, maybe you wonder, why did he do that? Well, that's why I do that. When I, and I, in that letter, I'll say, as you sow your blessing seed this month, and it's all in all caps. That's why, that's the reason why. And I still do that. Under all circumstances, it's just a habit. Now, that's renewing your mind. When the renewal of your mind becomes a habit, then you do it all the time.
Well, I do that now all the time, too. My spell check has finally learned it. Doesn't try to correct me anymore. It just lets me do it.
Yeah.
But, which is a good thing. But I do that. I do the exact same thing. And somebody said, why do you do that? My rabbi does that.
Praise God. And amen.
My rabbi does that. You. Because you do that. I'm a partner. I do that. Because I'm renewing my mind.
Praise God.
If I'm going to walk in that anointing, then I need to do what my rabbi does. Greater works shall you do because I go to the Father. Jesus expected that. They did the works of Jesus. They knew you're one of them because you sound like one of them. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you got to start doing that. You're a covenant partner. If I want to draw on that, well, we've got covenant partners in here. Because I will bless them, right? We're blessed because you've been blessed. Is that right? Can you prove that out? You've been blessed because he's blessed. And so I'm, and you're blessed because Oral Roberts was blessed. You're a covenant.
That's right.
You see what I mean? And so that blessing keeps passing down.
And that goes back to Brother Muncie. Oral Roberts was dying of tuberculosis. TB was called the curse of the red man. Now, Oral was born in January of 1918. Brother Hagin was born in August of 1917. So, you know, you can get a concept of how far medical science had come. Well, and lying in his bed, he had coughed blood up on the side of the wall till they had to repaper the walls. And there was a man having a tent meeting. Oral Roberts was a tent preacher. I was in two of the out of the three last of the tent meetings.
Praise God.
And so his older brother and sister said, came by and said, Oral, there's a man by the name of Muncie that's having a meeting out here in the country. We're going to take you. Now, to give you an idea and he stuttered so bad he couldn't say his name in front of the class. So he just picked him up and carried him like he would a baby. And they took the car back seat, and the car seat back there. Then you can do that. Just unsnap the back the car seat, put him on it, and just carried him out there and put him in the car. And drove out there to that tent meeting. And set the back seat in front of the car up there where he could hear him. And he preached on healing.
Yes.
And he said, young man, come up here. And he did. Man, he's skin and bones. Came up there on that platform. He laid hands on him. Completely healed. He said, take a deep breath now. And his lungs were new. And he never stuttered again.
My God. Praise God.
Now, I knew all of that. And I could see once in a while that stutter would try to come back on him. And he would just take deep and it'd just go away. Amen.
Amen. And that's part of the covenant. The reward, all of the reward of Oral Roberts' ministry is credited to that man too.
Yes, sir.
So we're all tied into this. I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curses you. The source of the curse comes from the devil.
The devil himself.
That's the source of the curse.
He is cursed.
And
he is
cursed.
The curse.
Yeah. And so you don't want to be part of cursing any ministry. You don't want to be part of cursing Israel. You don't want to be part of cursing anything that God's blessed. Don't you dare curse that thing.
That's right.
Because you're siding. Look who you're siding with. You just put yourself in a bad place between the blessing mountain and the cursing mountain. You just sided with the wrong. You're on the wrong team, you know.
That's right.
And that's what David, we studied last week, was about to do. He was about to fight with the enemies against.
And Jesus said, pray for your enemies.
Yes, sir.
Pray for those that despitefully use and persecute you. Pray for them. Don't talk bad about them. Pray for them.
That's right.
And the Lord corrected me sternly about certain people in government that I just totally, completely disagree with everything she does and says. But I don't have any right at all to do anything but pray for her. I immediately changed my attitude about it and began to pray for her.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I remember we were, my days in the military, we had a beloved commander. Oh, man, our colonel, everybody loved him. I love him to this day. And we had a change of command happened. And had an old Vietnam sergeant in our group that was still with us. And one of the young guys, this new change of command, he said, that's not my commander. That's not my colonel. I won't do anything that person said. And this was in the wartime. He put his hand on his pistol and he said, yes, you will. Yes, you will. That's your new commanding officer, and yes, you will. Because if you won't, you know, so you respect that rank, and that person has a place in this country. So therefore, I have to pray for. I'm supposed to pray for him.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
Because
my ultimate answer is to hear. Yeah, amen. So we talked about yesterday how that blessing, where God said, I can't do what I'm about to do with destruction because of Abraham. I got to tell my friend Abraham, because that's where the covenant had grown to now, that partnership had grown to. Can I show you one more?
Yes, please.
Okay. In Genesis chapter 30, this is Jacob now. This is Abraham's grandson. And I'll show you one verse, verse 27. Let me show you the power of covenant partnership. Laban, this is Jacob's father-in-law. Mm-hmm. You know the whole story, how he tricked him and the two girls. Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I found favor in thine eyes, tarry. I've learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake.
Praise God, there it is.
Because you're here. And it's the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on.
Yeah, please on don't Jacob. Leave me.
Don't leave me, because I know the only, I'm not a good cattleman, but you are. The only reason I'm blessed is because I realize it's you. You're the source of the blessing. And the man had cheated him and done wrong. And of course, you know the whole story with the sheep. He said, well, let's do it this way. The ones that are spotted, you know, that whole story. Goats were normally brown. Sheep were normally white. And so Jacob takes the one that shouldn't be and ends up having more than anybody else. Well, his name in Hebrew, Laban, Levan in Hebrew, the B can be a V, means white. All right, Mr. White. You take all the white ones and I'll take all the... I mean, it's really that simple with that. But in that, he was still blessed. That's the power of covenant partnership.
And the biblical rule that once a word is used, then it maintains that same...
Law of first reference.
Yeah, law of first reference. And they said when he was leaving, he has gotten all this glory. Mm-hmm. And it meant prosperity.
That's right. Right.
That's all exactly this glory, and it meant prosperity.
Now, it didn't condone the behavior of this, but the blessing is the blessing. And the blessing was on his life.
And the blessing is what prospered him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. His father-in-law had deceived him, but you got to remember that Jacob had deceived his own father. So he's sure walking out some things he had sown.
That's right.
In that, be not deceived, God's not mocked. Where man sows, that shall he also reap. He's still in Haran of Mesopotamia when this happened. And all of those sons, all of this was born outside of the promised land. So Jacob's children will be our foreigners. They're born outside of the promised land. And he's got to leave to get back to the land that God originally called. He's going to go back and redig the wells of his father and his grandfather. And that's another example of covenant partnership. He is blessed because of that continual covenant.
Then there was...
And another man that's just family is blessed because of it.
The most serious name change.
Yes, sir.
You know what it was? Do you know what it was?
I do.
You know what it was?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Jacob.
Jacob. Israel. And when you, like he said, my goosebumps are double parked. And when you see the children of Israel, it was the children of Jacob.
And the name literally means God fights.
Praise.
In other words, I will fight for you. I'm always going to fight for you. And all the patriarchs' names are in his name, but El is in there for God. He placed his name, and it literally means God fights. He fought with God, and God will fight.
Israel. El. Uh-huh. Don't you love it?
I love it. Praise God. But everybody was blessed because of this man. And that goes back to Genesis 12. I will bless those that bless you.
And we're out of time.
And there we go.
There you are. Praise the Lord.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.